Hey Kevin, you know what I like more than like life itself?
What's that?
Donuts.
Oh, I have the perfect tapes for you.
Are they like how to make donuts?
No.
Or like donut places around the world to eat at?
Nope. Getting a little further away, actually.
Are they what could they be then?
Oh, it's a
I
little
don't.
ditty called the Donut Man.
Is that a sequel to The Cable Man?
Oh, you wish.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack. TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Hey, welcome back to 69 Cent Special, and if this is the first episode you've listened to, I'm sorry in advance.
Oh, we're gonna really Roger this.
We're gonna really just do something to your donuts.
I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm TJ Cole, and we've got a twofer, because they're basically the same thing.
Yeah, we have two tapes about Rob Evans, the Donut Man, with Duncan and the Donut Repair Club.
Hey, Duncan legal team?
It's spelled Duncan. So.
Oh, okay, damn it.
Yeah, it's still a pun. You're dunking the donut.
Got it.
But
we're dunking it into the wine that is the blood of Christ.
Yeah, these are Christian.
Fucking hell.
We're going back to our wheelhouse already.
I think I've seen clips. But anyway.
We got two tapes.
We got two tapes because one is the first one and one is the second one.
We managed to find a church who decided, you know what, we're just going to get rid of our media section.
We found a church who in their will said give everything to Goodwill. And I'm going to read the first one and you can read the second one.
Sure.
So the first one, I'll give a description. We've got a dude who looks like the engineer brother of Ned Flanders.
Yes.
In a stupid hat.
Mm-hmm.
We got some unsuspecting children. And a terrifyingly rendered donut saying, learn the value of good behavior. And I assume you're looking up info.
Oh, I'm looking up Rob Evans.
Good, good, good. I don't know how you would repair donuts, but I guess we'll find out.
I think they repair the machines that make the donuts, probably.
Or they're repairing their hearts.
Because, with donut?
Yeah, because they have a hole.
These are the most American movies ever made, then. You're repairing the hole in your heart with donuts?
No, you're repairing the hole in donuts with Jesus. I almost read that as Rich Evans, so let me read the back.
Yeah, Rich Evans.
Join the Donut Man, Rob Evans, Duncan, and the Donut Repair Club for more surprises. You didn't list any other surprises.
Oh my God.
When the school is done. Oh, sorry. When school is done.
When the school is
when
done.
When the school is done for.
The school is done for.
Yeah, you're fucked, kids. When school is done, there will be fun with songs and crazy antics from Duncan, the Donut Babies, and Loafer.
There's so many characters.
I'm not high enough. Children will learn how God's love is greater than any wrong they could ever do. Uh-huh. Wow, that seems like a fucking get-out-of-jail-free card.
I mean, you know. That's not the worst. Like, lesson to teach? Like,
but
not any wrong.
Yeah. There are some wrongs that are just wrong.
But, like, fucking up a little bit.
Sure, yeah, I can understand. That's fine.
Because a lot of kids get guilt trips, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then that's, yeah, you gotta not...
But anyway.
Keep them off that guilt trip so they don't go to guilt city. They'll also learn that they can never be separated from God's love or the love of their parents. Well...
I mean, literally, that's what hell is.
Songs include...
Oh, yeah.
Love Letter.
Mm-hmm.
Look to the Ant. I assume that's something about Psalms. Zacchaeus.
Mm-hmm.
The Lost Coin. Jesus Sees. Psalm 119, verse 9.
Ooh, that one's a bop.
And we're gonna have a party.
Hanging out.
Hanging out.
Hanging out with the family.
Having ourselves some donuts. Yeah. What else we got here? Featuring great sing-along songs. Also, hey, graphic designers for this box, don't put light blue on green. Learning values based on biblical truths. Could you actually turn on the light? That's probably why I can't read. Ah, thank you. Still can't read it. Valuable and entertaining experiences that will have your children coming back time and time again. I will question that.
Well, I mean, kids aren't watching these.
2001. When 2001, when was Integrity published? Incorporated. Yep.
Okay, well, I have good news about this one.
Yeah?
1990. So these are 90s.
So this tape must have been 2001.
Yes, that's a re-release.
Got it. Yeah, because that's the only date I see on here.
You know, P circle? I don't know what that one is.
Oh, instead of like a C circle?
Yeah. I think that's copyrighted sound, I remember.
Oh, okay.
Remember when we were doing Salty?
Oh, and they had, okay, got it.
We got confused.
It's probably for the songs.
Yeah, yeah, and copyright 1990, Gospel Light, Ventura.
Let's see, we've got Puppeteer Steve Axtell.
Mm-hmm.
Cover design by Peter Green Design.
I don't have anything.
Like I know that. Not who to hire.
On this.
Dan Moen, music producer. Chris Long, executive producer. But this is by Integrity Music Just for Kids. By Integrity Incorporated.
Well, this one is published by Gospel Light.
Gospel Light. Okay.
Okay. So, do we want to know more about Rob Evans, or do we want to just jump right into the second?
Give me the second one, and then we'll get some Rob Evans facts.
Right. Join the Donut Repair Club at the Donut Hole.
Oof.
The Donut Man and his sidekick Duncan are hard at work at their new invention, the handy dandy donut repair machine.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it one ding ding bit.
It seems like. How can they be for God when they're making machines that are completely against God's plan?
God designed donuts and bagels with holes.
Yes. Yes. It is.
Which is why jelly-filled donuts are the devil.
They are a sin, especially cream-filled ones. You know why. Think about it.
You know why.
You know why.
Boston.
They're not donuts. They're pastries. Donuts have holes. Donuts. And don't give me that. There's a hole in the side where they put the jizz in it. I mean the cream in it.
I mean the jizz in it.
I mean. What donuts have you ate?
But when things don't go exactly as planned, there's just one thing to do.
Cream.
Call a meeting of the Donut Repair Club.
Oh, fucking course.
How did you forget about the Donut Repair Club?
You know what? It just slipped my mind.
Literally the first thing on the back of this box talks about the Donut Repair Club.
You know how your parents say you are what you eat? I guess I've eaten so many donuts that my brain is full of holes. It's either that or the E. I'm going to go with the donuts.
I know for a fact you've never done E.
I've never done E. I'm about as far from a raver as you can picture. Not attractive.
Well.
Can't dance.
That one
still
true.
Have my teeth. Oh wait, that's meth.
I've seen ravers do meth.
Wow.
Not hashtag not all ravers. Now, okay. So the donut repair machine yep. is broken. We've okay. called the Donut Repair Club.
God, the irony.
Their mission: tell people about Jesus. With fun songs and great Bible stories, the Donut Repair Club kids discover that life can be an adventure when you share the good news about God's love.
What happened to repairing a thing?
You can count on the Donut Man for the finest in Christian family entertainment. Make this donut hole adventure a treasured part of your video library.
I want that last line on a t-shirt.
Make this donut hole adventure a treasured part of your video library.
And the back of the shirt just has an arrow to my butt.
People will see like the back of your shirt first and like, what the fuck?
Why is he just pointing at his ass?
And then like they'll walk around you to like, and then walk backwards in front of you to read the front of your shirt, and you'll just be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Read. Ha!
Includes these songs.
Oh.
Good news,
everyone.
They had to wait.
For what? The repair machine?
His love goes around.
Mm.
All right. I don't know how to pronounce this name. I think it's a biblical name.
What you got?
A-N-A-N-I-A-S. Anais?
And then something like that. Banana.
Ananias.
Ananies.
Ananias, now don't be late.
Here Ananias.
Ananias, yeah. Now don't be late. Here comes down Paul in a basket.
We're getting singer-songwriter with this shit.
You're not the only one who says grace.
Whoa. Don't threaten me.
The donut song. Tape two is when we get the donut song. Now, after the wackiness of the donut song, we have to wind down. Song of the Poor.
Whoa.
Boys and
donut
girls.
Donut is the amount of money they have. Anyway.
They donut have money.
It's all donut puns pointing out how poor everyone is.
They can't eat a donut because they can't afford one. They're poor. Boys and girls on a mission to the world. Earthquake!
Whoa!
And the gospel is not in chains.
Whoa.
Written lyrics included. Lies.
Don't lie to me. Hey, thou shalt not bear false witness. VHS tape
container. I think probably it was when it was shrink wrapped.
Well, you know what? They bared false to this witness.
Also from the Donut Man, the Donut Hole. Available at your local Christian bookstore. Ages 2 to 8.
Sweet. We're just old enough.
35 minutes.
Now let's learn a little bit more. Drop a little Rob Evans knowledge in this hole.
Robert C. Evans, born 1953.
Okay.
Is an American Christian children's songwriter and performer best known for his performances as the Donut Man.
Hey.
He is known for his many sing-along audio and videotapes produced with Integrity Music. Mm-hmm. His DVDs have received 6 gold and 2 platinum sales awards from the RIAA.
Impressive.
He is called the Donut Man in reference to one of his first songs that included the line, "Life without Jesus is like a donut. There's a hole in the middle of your heart." So I just want you to
see,
know.
See, I could twist that. Life without Jesus is like a donut. It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet. Like, you can only have like one or two.
Yeah. If you get real specific, it's like a Krispy Kreme donut. Like, you have one. It's a little much.
And it was born from like floating on a river of fat.
Yeah, exactly. Life without Jesus is melts in your fun. Mouth. And is free.
He apparently converted to Catholicism.
Wow.
In 2006.
From what? The LA Lakers?
I don't know.
Oh.
I assume from Protestant.
No, that's true.
Because he was Donut Man before that.
Ah. He became the Donut Professor.
He's married.
Okay.
He has 6 children, including an adopted girl from Russia.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. His daughters, Jen and Mary, and his son, Andy, were on several of the Donut Repair Club videos.
Oh.
His son, Jesse, was in Donut Hole 1 and Donut Hole 2.
Hey. Oh, this is... That one's...
Donut Hole 2.
Donut Hole 2. Oh, fuck. Okay.
That might be a later one.
Yeah. This is the Donut Man.
Well...
Learn the value of good behavior.
Well, cause it's so it's called After School, right? Like on the side.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. I've made a grave mistake, but they're both the Donut Man, so fuck it.
Yeah, so we're going to actually watch the later one.
Yeah, we're going to watch the later one first.
Which ironically has way more dated, like,
it
packaging.
It does!
Like, this one looks like the 90s one, because it looks like a Babysitter's
Club. It's also fucking Shatterfoil, like a goddamn Yu-Gi-Oh card.
It looks like a Babysitter's Club book.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that one looks like a Schoolhouse Rock almost.
Who Moved My Cheese?
Who Moved My Cheese?
A self-help book.
Home of my cheese.
Have you not heard of that book?
I've not heard of
it. It's like a business book.
Really?
Yeah, because like it's about like assertive people and how like, ooh, they're mad that someone moved their cheese without their permission or some shit.
Man, you can self-publish anything on Amazon nowadays.
This was a bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list.
Man, you could publish anything on Amazon nowadays.
I mean, you can. Chuck Tingle made a whole career out of it.
I still haven't read his books.
Well, they're about 5 pages long, so...
Oh, hell yeah, I can actually finish one of them.
Well, if you have the attention span. TJ.
Sorry, what?
Speaking of bad attention spans.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
What do I expect? The dinkliest, Casioist music ever. I expect... Like, okay, maybe the earlier one has more dinkly Casio music. Either that or acoustic guitar.
Okay. I disagree.
Yeah?
I think we're going to get actually pretty good instrumentation.
Okay.
Because this guy's a singer-songwriter, like, dude.
True.
Who's, you know, he's gotten platinums.
He's gotten the platinums.
It's all about them platinums.
He's got grills.
He's got rotating rims.
He's got the power.
When all hell's breaking loose.
To cruise the world!
I'm scared.
You don't want to cruise the world?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you were doing cruising.
Cruising world.
Oh.
You got speed. You got power to cruise the world.
I've played cruising world like I think one half of a time.
I played the arcade version.
I'm that's the only place where I've seen it.
Yeah, and I played it on N64. I rented it a few times back when Blockbuster existed.
Rip.
Rip and Peps.
Rip and Pepsi.
Blockbuster and
Hollywood Video.
And Game Crazy,
which was attached to Hollywood Video.
Yep. And Hollywood Video.
I liked Hollywood Video a lot, actually.
I never went much because there was a Blockbuster closer to our house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was always about which one is closer to you.
Mm-hmm. Game Crazy was pretty sweet, though.
I used to go to Game Crazy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That is where I ended up. Lord.
Nice.
That's gonna.
Nope, nothing. You good?
No.
Nope. He's got shock mounts, bro.
Oh. That was where I got into like a little loop of. I'm gonna.
Yeah. This
a little bit. That's where I got into a little bit of a loop of, like. I would buy a game, get disappointed in it, go return it to them, buy another game, but it had to be cheaper than the one that
so
I had bought previously.
A little more disappointed.
So I get a little more disappointed, and then this continues on until I got River City Ransom for Game Boy Advance.
Aww.
And I just walked.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I got...
I had that game.
We're good.
I actually really liked it.
That's the best version of River City Ransom.
It's super fun.
I also had Super Dodgeball Advance.
Yeah.
Which is like... It's Super Dodgeball, but on the Game Boy Advance. Very good dodgeball game.
Wow.
Very good.
I never played Super Dodgeball.
It's on the NES...
Classique?
Not Classique. The Switch NES stuff.
Oh, cool. I mean, yeah. I have a Raspberry Pi over there with the entire library.
Well,
so
don't say that out loud.
I have a Raspberry Pi over there to do computer projects with.
There we are.
Who are you?
I'm me.
I'm sorry, officer.
The only me is me. How can you be sure the only you is you?
Because 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm expecting bad children's fashion.
I'm expecting bad child actors.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, bad child singers.
Yeah, just bad children. Not in the moral sense.
No, probably in the moral sense.
Maybe.
Look at them.
Yeah, one of them is at least a felon.
I hope Kevin Punt is in jail. Hey, if you guys haven't seen Unraveled on Polygon, it's the best show they got right now.
Here's us plugging better media again. No, seriously, it's phenomenal. Brian David Gilbert.
He looks like a combination of us.
It's kind of terrifying.
If you, me, and our mutual friend,
yeah,
that you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to name drop him because not that he's famous or anything.
It's just
not a name that actually most of our audience probably does know.
It's just George Clooney.
Yeah. If you, me, and
George Clooney
fused together when we were like the Shenana guys.
Yes. Yes. And we became one Shenana man.
That's him.
Yeah.
He's the Shenana guy.
Yep.
And
he nails it.
My hair, your general
oeuvre,
and his fashion sense. And
yeah, just
it's it.
Yep. By my bed.
What?
That's one of his videos.
Oh.
Not for Unraveled for Polygon. It was one of his...
Sure.
Right before Polygon.
Right.
It was like a Tim and Eric-ass ad for he wanted people to buy his bed.
Huh.
I got people coming over on Tuesday, so I got to get rid of the bed on Monday. Buy my bed!
He does seem like he would be able to do Tim and Eric pretty well.
He does it very, very... He nails it.
Speaking of media that's better than us, let's watch The Donut Man.
I thought you were talking about media that's better than us. Let's watch The Donut Man.
You know what, TJ? Let's go watch The Donut Man.
You know what? I'm really feeling a bit of The Donut Man.
You know, Detective Pikachu just came out.
Yeah.
And you know, let's watch The Donut Man.
Yeah. You know what cops love? Christian propaganda.
As per usual, I tend to remember.
These are the things we're giving.
These are the tapes we're watching.
These are the babies, baby.
These are the tapes we're living for. Hey, we live in a We live in a world of confusion.
I went a little Michael Jackson.
You did.
Yeah. Oh! So, I'm confused.
We watched a lot of Donut Man.
So, just to confirm, Donut Hole 2 was a direct sequel to the Donut Hole 1.
Which we do not have.
Which we do not have. And the other video was a separate thing the Donut Man did.
Yeah.
Now, I was not familiar with the Donut Man mythos when I bought these.
No.
So, I thought it was Donut Man 1 and 2.
No.
But that's fine. We had some entertainment. What I will say off the bat, the newer one, far better songs.
Way better.
Way better songs.
More entertaining. Better child actors, but fewer child actors.
Yes, yes. Because it was basically the premise was the Donut Man is called into a Christian school after. Okay, before that, yeah, fucking weird like silent movie.
Even before that, we get the previews.
We do get the preview.
We get the
hey, buy our shit.
The ad for the other Donut Man audio and video cassettes
collection.
Which is how we found out that Donut Hole 2 was a sequel to Donut Hole 1.
Yep, how I fucked up.
How I fucked up my summer vacation. That's not how I fucked, like, how my summer vacation was fucked up by me. It's how I fucked up, comma, my summer vacation.
Colon, comma, semicolon.
Yeah, yeah.
My summer vacation.
Yeah, yeah. It's a my summer vacation is a subtitle to how I fucked. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. My big fat Greek summer vacation.
My big fat fuck up.
I'm not Greek.
My fucked up summer vacation.
My pussy.
My pussy and my crack. Ooh, cut that, future TJ.
Nope.
All right, well.
My neck, it's a song lyrics.
Yeah, but I still said my pussy and my crack, and now I've said it twice.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, future TJ, could you edit that to make it sound like I said my pussy and my crack?
I don't have to do shit.
I know you don't.
Sweet.
That's the joke.
Easiest edit ever.
So, we get an ad for the Donut Man stuff.
It's a lot of Donut Man stuff. Wow.
Army of God was one, I believe, or God's War.
God's Army.
God's Army was one of the advertisements.
I hope there's bloodshed in that one.
There definitely is.
Sweet.
It's basically Saving Private Ryan.
Hell yeah, dude!
But for Jesus.
For the Jesus.
So then we get the weird silent movie. This is After School.
Yeah, so this Donut one's After Man. School. This weird silent movie bit is Donut Man and his daughter.
She's not his daughter in canon, I don't think.
No, it's just someone like he knows, but in real life, it's his daughter.
Yeah, she's also in Donut Hole 2.
Correct, as a much younger version of herself. And so there's like all this stuff. He drives up in a VW Beetle,
yeah,
convertible,
mm-hmm.
and is like, "Hey, we got to get all that stuff in the car."
And there, it's like it's a comically large amount of stuff.
Yeah, and he's like, "We can't fit all that in the car." And he's like, we can totally do it. And they go back and forth, like, doing goofy shit with each of the things.
It's a bunch of slapstick. It kills a good 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then the, he has the...
This giant oven.
I forgot the name of it.
Wonder Oven.
The Wonder Oven. The Wonder Boner.
Yep.
And,
And I know what you're thinking. Wonder Oven, huh?
I wonder.
What's coming out of that oven?
We'll get to that.
We'll
get to that. So... She's like, we can't get the Wonder Oven into your car. And he's like, I've thought of the problem.
All we have to do is let some air out. And he just pulls a plug out of the top, and then it just...
It shrinks to the size of like an original Game Boy.
Bad CG effect.
Oh, bad, bad, bad CG.
And then it, about the size of like a transistor radio, so you had original Game Boy.
Yeah. And he just pops that in his car.
Yeah, in the front trunk.
In the frunk. As the Teslers call it.
Is that?
Yeah, they call it a frunk.
Really?
I don't think officially.
Really?
People call it a frunk, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Couldn't be less dorky?
Nah, dude. Dude. So anyway, he goes to this Christian school.
Yeah, so they're called into a Christian school.
Because there are kids in detention.
They're kids in detention, and they've been bad.
They did some bad shit.
They did some bad... Like, one said a bad word.
A bad word.
One talked back.
To his teacher, and then the principal, who is also his dad.
We don't find that out until later.
Yeah, that's sort of a weird reveal.
That we totally skipped... We
missed
glossed
for a second.
Over.
Yeah. Two of them stole money.
Were caught stealing
caught
money.
Caught stealing money.
From someone's purse.
And then the last one wasn't doing her homework.
Wasn't doing her homework.
We're talking seasoned criminals.
These kids deserve to be in kid jail.
Kid jail.
But instead, they're doing community service by having this weird guy come and preach to them.
About donuts.
About donuts.
So, yeah, he shows up and the principal's like, I hope you're...
Principal's honestly the best character in this
whole
fucking...
Dude, he's like a nerdier Rick Moranis.
Somehow.
Weird. His last name is Wozniak.
We didn't make a single Apple computers joke.
No.
The whole time.
I was impressed by our restraint. You almost did.
I wanted to, but we jumped right to him being like just a fucking nerdlinger.
Right. Couldn't help it. Couldn't help it.
We jumped right on him being... He doesn't even look that much like Rick Moranis. He's just
no,
got
he
glasses.
Doesn't. He's got that aura, but that's really about it.
I mean, so do we.
We're basically spawns of Rick Moranis.
If Rick Moranis, like...
Not nearly as good of people.
Split by mitosis.
Yeah.
And, like, made two shittier copies of himself. That's us, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's us, baby.
Baby.
Honey, I shrunk myself.
Honey, I blew up the kid.
Honey, my kid's in detention.
Honey, my kid.
So, the donut man's whole steez.
His whole shtick.
His whole dealio is that he teaches that life without Jesus... We've said this in the intro, didn't we?
We did, but yeah. It's worth repeating now because they repeat it 95,000 fucking times.
That life without Jesus is like a donut
because
there's a hole in your heart.
It's a hole in your heart.
Which
and
is fucking ludicrous because he just can't accept donuts how God made them.
God and the Pennsylvania Dutch.
So God. I mean, considering how many desserts they made, they're basically God in my book. Also, they're German. Good job, Americans.
Well, I mean, Germany's basically the Pennsylvania of the Dutch.
That made no fucking sense. It's because we didn't understand the word Deutsch.
I know.
God almighty, American education system, A+. But I say, having gone through it.
And also, we never talked about them in my school.
No. No one really does unless you get into, like, cooking history, and that's not an elective.
But basically, the reason why it's a donut repair club is because when you talk about the Jesus shit, you end up putting a donut hole back into the hole of the donut, and that fixes the donut. You can sog around the clock, even sog a mohawk. Sog it? No.
A+.
No.
Thanks, Teach. I'm a valedictorian.
Well, you're a dick, all right?
Vala this dick.
Torian.
Tori. And...
Tori Ann?
Toriel?
Nope.
Hey, Toriel?
Don't look that up. Anyway.
It'll spoil Undertale.
She's at the beginning of the game.
Spoilers.
Yeah, the game's like 4 years old.
It's true. If we're past Endgame spoiler season...
I still haven't seen that movie.
Neither have I.
As of right now, I'm going to see it tomorrow.
As of right now, I have about... 5 years of Marvel movies to catch up on.
I'm deliberately not catching up on most of those
movies.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, go for it.
I'm just going to go... Because if it's a good movie, it'll affect me no matter what.
Go in raw, buddy.
I'm not raw.
Just raw dog.
I've seen, like, spoilers.
Oh, sure. I've heard spoilers. Brandon told me the whole thing.
Basically.
It sounded cool. It sounded fun.
Eh, it's not my bag.
I'm not a movie guy in general.
I've been burnt out on Marvel movies...
Since Iron Man 1.
Ant-Man.
Ant Farm Dickhole.
Yeah, Ant Farm Dickhole.
Yep.
AKA Ant-Man. Was, I think, the
last...
Yeah,
that seems about
the last
about
major one that I saw.
Yeah.
Was that
after Guardians, the first Guardians?
Yes.
Okay.
It was almost the direct following,
The
I
first
think.
Guardians was the last Marvel movie I've seen.
I've seen a movie that contains Marvel characters, but is not a Marvel movie, Enter the Spider-Verse.
Mm.
And that was very good.
I've heard that's very good.
It's very, very good.
Which, with the success of that, I'm surprised the Sonic movie didn't go that animated direction, but hey.
I believe the Sonic movie was already in pre-production, okay. Or maybe even production,
okay,
when that came out. So it was probably too late to, like, apologize.
Mm-hmm. It's too late!
Thank you.
I said it's too late to apologize. All right, we're putting this off. So there was, So they basically go through, like, each kid's sin.
Yeah, each kid's sin, and they do a song, basically.
Do a little jig.
There
was one that was like a really Jewish song.
Well, let's go through all the songs.
Go through in order? Okay.
Let's go through all the songs in order, because that's actually the plot of the thing now. I love these tapes.
Yeah.
Because they're doing our job of discussing the plot for us.
That's true.
By just having all the plot be
they
just
have
the
bullet
songs
points here
in
for
order.
Us. Yeah.
So the first one is the girl, or is the little boy.
Who said a bad word.
Who said a bad word.
Yes.
And he actually gives us our, like, big lesson of the tape, which happens to be Psalms 119, verse 9.
Yeah.
A Bible verse I don't think either of us is ever going to physically be able to forget. So the kid's, like, sin, his detention sin, his red slip, if you will.
Yeah, it's a whole steez, yeah.
Is, that he said a bad word, and he brings up, like, how do you stay pure by staying true to thy word? And I'm like, that's not what
that means. That means if you make a promise, you go follow through on it.
Well, thy was capitalized.
And God's word, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, like, don't say the naughty words.
Right. Yeah.
Don't make naughty noises with your face.
But the first song is called Love Letter. And it's about a love letter from the Lord to you, and it's called the Bible.
Yep. So and, that's a fun one. He lied.
It's bad.
It's pretty bad.
Bad first impression.
Yeah, not a good one.
This tape had better music.
By far.
Because you were expecting the Casio clunkety clunkety clunk.
Yeah.
The tonka tonka tonka.
The Tonka trucks, yep.
You know, the plinky.
Yeah, the meow meow meow.
The xylophone.
Yeah.
The xylomophone.
Xylomophone.
Instead we get a saxophone.
We get a saxophone, dude!
Not in this song.
No, in the other tape.
No, in this, it's in this tape.
Yeah.
I think. Right?
No, it was in this one.
It was in that one?
Yeah, it was the very last song in this tape.
No.
There was this the sexy sax?
No, the sexy sax was in this one. I think it was in,
It all blurred together.
I think it was in Jesus Sees.
Fuck, was it?
We're going to have to watch these tapes again just to find the sexy sax.
Yeah, we'll do... Okay, yeah. I'll take your word for it.
This song, not great.
Nope.
Next-o. Before we go to the next song, we're going to bake the bread. With the memory verse in it.
Yes.
Becomes important later. It's stupid the way that he, like, describes it.
Yeah.
We thought he was going to make a donut out of it. Turns out he's making bread.
Yeah.
Whatever. They do a fucking thing with the Wonder Oven.
Yeah, he says, like, you take the verse and he, like, does a bad effect off the screen. You knead it into the dough and then you pop it in the Wonder Oven. You turn the timer to on and,
yeah.
And then you let it sit.
And
they continue on about their Mary.
Yeah.
That was not a Bible pun.
There is a character named Mary, I think, in both tapes.
Probably.
His daughter was Mary in that one, I believe.
Okay.
Or maybe she was... No, started as Mary in this one.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I don't know. They don't describe anyone.
No, nobody.
They're just children.
Oh, I guess the hell thing is called Loafer.
Loafer? That's a bit of a spoiler, but we'll get there.
Milk's about the best thing I can drink right now to help me build strong arms,
powerful legs, and a broad chest. What's the next song?
The next sin is the girl who didn't do her homework.
Yeah.
Which I can sympathize with, because I basically stopped doing my homework in eighth grade.
Hey! Homework's for suckers. Well, do your homework, kids.
Yeah. Do your homework. You'll have a much easier time passing high school than I did. I graduated with a 2.
Although it is statistically shown that homework doesn't really help kids learn. So.
No, it doesn't help you learn, but it does help you pass.
Which is important.
I suppose.
Maybe.
It definitely didn't help me learn.
At least be nice to your teachers.
Oh, yeah.
They work hard.
I was never mean to my teachers. No, yeah. About the home. Well, I was mean to exactly one teacher, but she was a bitch.
Got him.
And deserved it.
Our God
is an awesome God. All right.
God fart.
And this song is called Look to the Ant.
Oh, I love this one because it reminded me of Banjo-Kazooie.
Because all the ants have big old googly eyes.
Oh, there are some pink ones that remind me of the termites from Banjo-Kazooie.
And that's when we were the Beer Bros. Look to the Ant is a song about how ants work very hard even when nobody's watching, which... is it because...
Oh, because the girl was like, my mom didn't remind me to do homework.
Yeah, well, you gotta do your homework even when your mom doesn't.
Even when no one's watching, you gotta do your work.
Gotta do your homework.
Like, okay, that's kind of a cute...
It's a cute little thing, but it's a flawed concept here, because ants only got tiny brains, and they're still being ordered around by the queen through pheromones. So, like...
So, the moral of the story is, find a queen that will direct you through your life with pheromones. Yes, Queen Slayer.
Well,
isn't that just the concept of? What is she doing?
She just went.
Don't even.
She just went.
It was just such a perfect setup. I had to.
No.
I heard you say it, and I was like.
Yeah, that's a fucking idea.
God damn it!
Would I say no? No. So much like being ordered around.
Also, it was like watching. It was watching a bunch of puppet ants fight over styrofoam. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was fun. That was actually a really fun like music video.
Couldn't understand half the words that they were saying because they were like pitch shifted.
Yeah, they were all him. I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy. He looked like a country singer to you.
He looked like Alan Jackson.
Like, a lot.
A lot like Alan Jackson.
Like, they looked very similar.
I will post a picture in the show notes. As a side note, if you're listening to this on Spotify, Spotify doesn't yet do show notes. There was an update before this episode that I put out about it, but Spotify doesn't do show notes. So if you want to see the show notes for this, check out our Simplecast, 69centspecial.simplecast.fm. Has all our, that's where we actually put our episodes. It has all the show notes in there.
And
you can
will,
check those out.
You will want to see the show notes.
You'll
want
to see some pics.
You'll want.
Because it did happen.
These pics did happen. And in a moment.
Yes.
We're going to.
In a brief moment.
We're going to get to the thing that they're going
to
want
to
see.
To the pièce de résistance.
The next song is Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus. I don't remember at all.
I don't remember that at all either.
He was the that's when the donut was climbing up the.
Tree. That's right. He was the tax collector that was skimming off the top, and he was going to kill himself. And Jesus was like, "Don't do that.
Come down from the tree and give all your wealth to the
poor. And I'll visit you at your house." And he's like, "Oh, dude, okay." And he comes down, and he gives the money back, and then some to the poor. I'm like, okay.
Eat the rich is generally the.
That's your slogan.
I mean, yeah, lately.
Your life's motto.
I did open up a fight in Dungeons and Dragons by having my character just shoot a rich guy.
Eat the rich!
It wasn't with a gun.
Well, I mean...
It was a hand crossbow.
Sure. You can, just go, you can still make the sound with your mouth.
That would be more effective with my warlock's beam. If I went... We are adults.
1d10 plus 1d6 plus 4...
Yeah, that's pretty much how much
if that... If you got him hexed, bro.
Yeah, that's how much damage that
does. A lot of damage.
At level, I think, 4, I get another beam?
Fuck, dude.
It's either 4 or 5 that I get another beam.
I think it's 4 because the only thing you get at level 4 is an ability score upgrade or a feat. So it probably gives you your cantrip upgrade as well.
It might. I don't remember.
Anyway, yeah, that's
you'd think I would read these things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Basically, this is this. Oh, yeah. Okay. So one of the characters is a talking donut named Duncan.
Yep.
He's awful.
We hate him.
And we hate him. There's also the donut babies.
Which we hate more.
Which are nightmare demons.
That just screech.
We only see them twice, and that's 2 times too many.
Exactly.
It might be 3 times too many.
It's just no.
But in this, the donut plays Zacchaeus, and he has a fake beard.
Yeah, and like one of those like hat things.
One of the, you know, the hat. You know, you guys know the hat.
You know the hat.
The, you know, the Bible Times hat.
It's 5th level.
Is it 5th level?
It's 5th level.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The hat is not 5th level.
No, the hat was beam is fifth negative level. Third level. It's mundane as fuck.
You don't know.
It's pretty nice. A magical tax collecting hat.
It could be a wondrous item. It's pretty nice.
It's pretty. It fits a donut. That's true. It's got to be magical to fit a donut.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be like magic. It could just be wondrous.
Yeah, it could just be masterwork.
Yeah.
It's a masterwork hat.
The next song is for the thieves. And it's the lost. Or no, sorry. That one was for the thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were skimming off the top and wealth
is
not...
Yeah, Zacchaeus, yeah.
Because...
what was the next song? What's the name?
The Lost Coin. This is...
Oh, this is like some fable in the Bible.
It might not be a fable. It might be like...
Just a story or a metaphor.
I think this is like bringing it all together. Like, hey, even though you fucked up...
Yeah. Jesus is there and he loves you.
Yeah. He's looking for... You're like the lost coin because you're a little sinner, you little fuck.
Those were exact words.
And yeah, this is a hard R.
Yeah.
Like, hoofa.
Like I said, it's a sequel to Repo Man. The genetic opera.
Yeah, dude. Hey, this was closed captioned. We could have turned on closed captioning the whole time.
Oh, well.
I actually learned a lot about closed captioning today.
On Technology Connection?
Yeah.
Dude, that whole
I learned how that works.
It's so cool.
It's very cool. Hey, speaking of... things that are better than us.
Check out Technology Connection.
Link in the show
link
notes,
in the
maybe?
Show notes, yeah, absolutely.
Great
channel. Talks about
absolutely great.
A lot of technology you take for granted and how cool it is.
And thus far, no controversies.
Fingers crossed. I don't see him as...
Probably not.
I mean, then again, it wouldn't be a controversy if people assumed it was happening.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be as much of a controversy. Let's not go further into it. That's not something we want to talk about.
No, we're not about that.
Next
song is called Jesus Sees. This.
I don't remember the song at all.
Maybe Zacchaeus was for the talking back boy?
Zacchaeus was for the money kids.
Okay.
Ain't no holler back boy.
Well, because later on, the like thief girls talk about how stealing makes God sad because he sees everything that you do.
You're right.
So I think this one is for them.
I think this is them because they were the little steel girl who was like 4. I'm like, God, she's going to be a master thief by the time she's 15.
Talks like, she's got like the, I'm male.
I'm male, really male. She was the one talking to Holla Back Boy.
Yeah.
Because Holla Back Boy was like, well, I talk back to my teacher, and then I talk back to the principal.
Yeah, but what fucking song was that?
I think it was God Sees. I think Jesus that was Sees? Right after... Yeah, Jesus Sees.
Maybe they were Zacchaeus then, and this is his song.
Yep.
But they're just referencing that they sang Jesus Sees.
Yes.
Okay.
Some fucked up nonlinear plot.
Basically, the point of Jesus Sees is that Jesus sees.
The end.
We're getting to the good part now.
Because at this point... earlier...
Earlier, I think right... Between Zacchaeus and Lost Coin.
They checked on their baking.
On the baking. And it's a horrible, half-formed...
Chthonian monster.
Like a bread.
Think, like, you know in those sci-fi films where they're trying to clone something and it goes
wrong? And it melts them?
And they turn into, like, a pool of stem cells with a mouth?
It's that.
It's that, but bread.
Saying, kill me, kill me. It basically was saying, kill me. It was trying to say its Bible verse, but it couldn't.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's just put it back in.
It's not done yet. Ha 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 ha.
Like, they've seen this shit 100 times before, and we're reeling.
I was like, excuse me, did that just happen? Is this going to turn into some sort of don't hug me, I'm scared scenario?
And it does, because right You're now, right. Bread's done.
Bread's done.
Y'all have seen this bread before.
You have.
It's a meme.
We didn't realize
that this is where that bread is from.
Nope. We didn't realize that at all.
Like,
this is hell bread.
This is hell bread, and I love it.
Picture in the show notes.
Picture in the show notes.
I might also link the Everything is Terrible.
Yeah. Because that's well worth looking at.
Yes.
Everything is Terrible, just generally a website. Like,
fantastic. Good stuff. If you're into like the weirdness of bad movies and Christian media.
Literally the shit that we talk about on this show all the time.
Check out Everything is Terrible. They sort of condense into like memeable bits.
Yeah, and this is the memeiest meme that ever was meme.
He pops out of the oven. We both scream and like move back on the couch.
We did, yeah. It's like a face got baked.
Yes. Like, exactly.
Like,
it's horrible.
Like a person got baked.
You know those renderings people do on DeviantArt of like hyper realistic Pokemon?
It looks like that.
It's like that, but on a bread.
Right, like if a bread character from Banjo-Kazooie got the hyper-realistic treatment, that's what it looked like.
Exactly.
And they all sing a song about Psalm 119, verse 9.
Which, yep. Woo.
This is the Jewish-y one.
That's right.
We say that because, like...
We're talking, like, style of music.
It's like a Jewish wedding.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Hava Nagila or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I think they
like
do...
Like, that sort of...
Like...
Style.
I think they do the Hora at one point.
Yeah.
It's a trip, dude.
It's weird.
We go from Jesus Sees right
Which is like some sort of 80s pop ballad.
Like a soft one.
Yeah. Or 90s at this point.
Straight to horror...
Yep. Straight to body horror.
And then to Jewish wedding.
Yeah, it was... both of these VHSs suffer a lot from tonal whiplash.
This one in reverse.
Yes.
Of the other one.
Exactly.
And then we find out that the principal is Hollaback Boy's dad.
Yep.
And, you know, hey, he's probably not like that disappointed. Like, he's probably not like that mad at you. He doesn't not love you anymore just because you talk shit back at your dad.
Mm-hmm.
But you should probably apologize and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy does when the principal comes back because they're all eating donuts. And
he's like, what is this sort of detention? You're giving them donuts? What's this crap? And then they each go through and like repair their donut and explain what they learned.
That they learned. And yeah, okay, I can see.
Cute, whatever.
Yeah, this is kids media. Mm-hmm. All right. Honestly, these tapes kind of have the best messaging in all of the Christian tapes we've looked
at.
All
of the ones we watched, 100%, because they feel very like just, they're using like Bible and stuff like that, but for fairly general like lessons.
Sort of. I mean, yeah. They're real Bible-y.
They're very Bible-y, but at the same time, it's like, you know, apologize.
The central core of this one is you will make mistakes in your life. Mm-hmm. Apologize for them.
Yeah.
And make amends.
Mm-hmm.
The last song is called We're Gonna Have a Party.
And they have a party, dude.
They have a party, dude.
And they bust out the fake presents.
It's, yeah, for whatever reason.
I don't know, man. I'm scared, dude.
And it's like a...
They all get a hat.
It's like a fiesta.
It's like a fiesta.
And that's it.
Yep. Next tape. So the Knot sequel... This is 10 years before this one, and you can tell.
It gets real salty, real quick.
Real less production values.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This was definitely a clearer tape. You could tell VHS technology had advanced.
Yeah, this one was shot on shittio, and the tape is shittio.
Amen. As a side note, this was printed in the USA, so that's...
USA, USA.
So we start with, he's making his donut repair machine.
Oh, yeah.
And Duncan has a different voice in this one.
Yes,
worse.
They refine his voice for after school.
Yeah, where we didn't like Duncan, his voice wasn't as bad. He was cheekier. This one, his voice is terrible.
He sounds like an Italian that's been smoking for 25,000 years,
and it's terrifying.
Yeah,
it's
a grown man's voice coming out of this donut.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm not here.
I don't like it. So he's working on his donut repair machine. A little bit of slapstick.
It sucks. It turns a donut into a Cheerio. Yeah,
instead of repairing a donut, it turns into a Cheerio. Oh, it shrunk the donut. And then he goes in, he gets flour all over himself.
You can tell this is an earlier tape because they explain the donut thing like 80,000 fucking times.
Yeah. And it's also hilarious because then he sees some kids spreading the good news, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And because he calls a meeting of the donut repair club.
Which is actually pretty weird. Whenever I hear good news in reference to like Christian thought,
yeah,
I think of Jehovah's Witnesses.
They use that phrase most.
And I'm like, I've literally never once heard it outside of that context. Mm-hmm. I think maybe because by the time I was like sentient and going to church and stuff.
A sentient being.
Well, before you're five, you basically don't have
opinions. Yeah. Or a functioning brain.
Right, exactly. Like you're not a person yet.
Nope.
I'm not saying kill kids, but
I don't know why I thought looking sideways at my microphone, would reflect in a podcast.
It reflected.
It's been 25 episodes and I still don't have this shit down.
Dude, we're never going to have it down.
Fuck.
And that's part of our charm.
Hey.
I hope.
I love me sometimes.
I love me. I love me. I love me.
I'm a happy family.
With me.
So the first song's called Good News, and this is when all the kids are like...
It's Newsies.
It's very Newsies.
Okay. By the time we were watching this, we were not paying attention.
No, we were... Like, the production quality is like... The audio was also tough.
Mm-hmm.
Not as bad as Carnivore.
No, Carnivore had way worse.
Carnivore was way worse.
I actually liked these a lot more than Carnivore.
I found them much more riffable.
Yes. Anyway.
So, and then he make the funniest part to me was when he calls the meeting of the Donut Repair Club and he talks about how he couldn't get his donut repair machine fixed. But the good news is that means he can keep having meetings of the Donut Repair Club because he'll need all of them to keep repairing donuts. And I'm like, automation!
Good news, kids. I didn't replace you with a machine.
Yet.
Yet.
Get an education so you can switch occupations.
But only if you can afford it and if you have time to do it after working your full-time job.
Also, there's a lot wider age range of kids in this one.
Well, because there's a lot more kids.
It's a lot more kids.
There's like 15, 20 kids.
Exactly. Whereas there were 5 in the other episode.
Which I think is better for the later tape.
Yes.
5 lets us be more focused. It lets us have a tighter age range. There was still a pretty wide range because we had like the 4-year-old and then there was like a...
preteen to 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Right about in there. I mean, these tapes are for like ages 2 to 8.
Mm-hmm. But this was like... This was like a 4-year-old to a 20-year-old.
Right, exactly. There, one kid definitely was like, I'm about to go into college.
I'm a child.
So the second song is called They Had to Wait. And it was, they were teaching one of the teenagers to be patient. Yeah. I didn't listen at all to the song.
We weren't patient.
No.
A, we failed the lesson of the song. And B, what a way to start your tape off, basically, by having a song about boredom.
Be fucking patient. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's a bunch of kids looking bored.
Yeah, and it was like a story about how, like, in the Bible.
After Jesus died and went up to heaven, all the apostles and shit had to wait for the Spirit to come down into their hearts. And I'm like...
I couldn't get express.
Yeah, couldn't get couldn't prime that?
I know. Come on, dude. We got prime now, and... where were they? I don't know.
Was it Jerusalem?
I don't fucking remember.
We went to church a lot.
Yep. Next song was called His Love Goes Around.
I don't remember. There's less plot in this one.
Yes.
It's literally just song.
Yes.
Mild skit.
Yep.
Song.
So we'll skip that one because we've
His Love Goes Around. What the fuck was that one about?
Dude, I don't know. I don't remember.
This was the Maypole one.
Yes. You're right. It was the Festivus pole.
Yeah.
And they were just walking around it.
Yeah. Basically, the central theme of this one is that,
This was the Casio Plinky music, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. This is the Plinkiest one.
Yeah. This is the Mr. Plinkett.
Mm-hmm.
The next song is, was it Ananias?
Yeah.
Now Don't Be Late.
This one kicked ass.
This one was hilarious.
This is the one with the sexy sax. I remember now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it also had it was funky as fuck.
Yeah. This one's funky as hell.
Cause it was like the story of like Saul and like God, like he prayed and then he sent a guy to help him somewhere.
He was going to do some shit.
Yep.
And God like blinded him.
Listen to our new podcast called We Read the Whole Bible, We Swear.
We definitely did. trust us.
Remember when God got like the giant BFG and like shot Satan in the face? It was pretty sweet.
Well, according to people who misread the Bible, that's going to happen 4 minutes from now.
4 years ago.
yeah.
Because we elected a Democrat. Anyway... According to them.
More like 7 years ago.
I can do math.
2012,
the Mayans laughed.
Well, no, they didn't.
They all died.
Well, not all. Like, that's pretty disingenuous, right? Because, like, there's still people of Mayan descent, like...
Right.
Living mm-hmm. all around
the people who made the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're all super...
Yeah, they're pretty dead.
Or at least they're like... That's a
2012?!
We just ran out of room.
Yeah. Holy shit.
We got new calendars, dude.
They haven't gotten the new calendars yet? We got
phones, dude.
You're so 2000 and late. I want to hear an ancient Mayan say you're 2000 and late. Anyway, after that was another horror show.
Mm-hmm.
Here Comes Down Paul in a Basket.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Those of you who have seen The Muppets, and I love The Muppets.
Love The Muppets.
You'll know of Swedish Chef.
Great, great character.
Both he and Cookie Monster are...
Their puppets are set up in such a way...
That there are two puppeteers.
Yes.
There's one who's handling the head, and one whose hands are both arms.
Yes.
Rather than the one hand is on a stick, which yes. is what normal Muppets are.
Correct. The smaller ones.
Right. Well, and Piggy and...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, the ones that don't need to directly
grab. The ones that have really tiny, thin arms.
Right. The ones that don't need to grab things.
Yeah.
They don't... Oh, Ernie, also.
Yes.
Because he has to play with the rubber.
And dentures. Grover.
Nope. Grover has tiny arms.
Oh, I thought you were saying listing tiny arm ones. No,
I'm listing the handy ones.
Oh, listing the handy ones. Okay.
Ernie and Cookie Monster have covered hands.
Correct.
Or they're, like, colored to their, like...
Yeah.
Puppet skin.
And they look great.
Swedish Chef has open hands, which are just a white guy's hands.
Yeah.
But you buy it because he's moving a lot.
Yeah.
He's going all over the place. He's having fun. Grabbing shit.
Yeah. The puppeteers are fantastic. Yeah.
This motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck my... They have these... Land of Confusion
Dude,
puppets.
Right.
Like real bad.
Da-da-da-da.
Awful, awful puppets.
They are horrifying.
Because the Land of Confusion puppets are that grotesque because they're supposed to be caricatures.
Correct. That's the whole point.
Right. They're slightly grotesque on purpose.
Yes.
These are grotesque because they're inept.
They're terrifying. Again, I'll try to get pictures in the description if I can get pictures of them.
So spooky.
Spooktacular.
But they do it wrong. And he's got like one like regular hand.
I think they only had one puppeteer because he only had one hand.
That's exactly what the problem was. Yeah. And also that increases the creepy factor.
Because he only has one arm.
He only has one arm. And he's not really doing a whole lot with it.
And it's another thing, wrongly proportioned.
Yes.
The hand was huge.
Well, because it was like the same size as like his head.
Yeah. It was, like, grossly big.
Yeah. Like, no.
No. No,
absolutely
no, please.
Not.
No, please.
I am not in favor of that. This song is terrifying. It's about, like...
Some story in the
Saul
Bible.
Has become Paul at this point.
Yep.
Peter,
Saul, and Mary. Is now Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Puff the magic Jesus.
But before it was Suff the magic Jesus. Lives by the sea.
Suff the magic.
In a land called Sonali.
No, that doesn't work.
Nope.
Because you added a consonant, you asshole.
Suff. Anyway. so after
it's bad.
After a nightmare comes down in a basket, we've got you're not the only one who says grace. Where we get racist.
Oh my god. Okay. 1990.
1990 casual racism
was a magical time if you were white. because the world was becoming more global.
Yep.
People were trying to like become more culturally aware and culturally sensitive.
It was like, looking back on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like very, what's the word for it? Very, like they were trying
so hard,
but there was just such like decades of institutionalized like casual racism that they're like, oh, we can learn about these other cultures through their caricatures, that sort of thing. And it's just like,
you missed.
It's not the like, look at these other cultures, they're idiots. No, it's very like, here's groups of cultures that all say grace. We're all the same.
It's actually,
but in like a, you're describing their cultures as how they dress.
Kind of, it's a small world.
Yes, very. It's a small world.
Which is like my least favorite Disney ride, with the most. We're trying real hard to have a good message.
Trying, but. By today's standards,
it's actually a lot better now than it was.
I haven't seen it
probably in
at least
90s.
A decade. Yeah, I haven't been there in a very long time.
Well, the dolls are simultaneously more like
they're now real corpses.
They're simultaneously more cartoony, but also less caricature-y.
I get that. They have a style.
They're just all cute.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And like they've added like appropriate like Disney characters around.
Yeah, that's cool.
To like Aladdin's in.
My favorite Disney ride is Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
I'm not 100% sure that's still there.
It's probably different now.
Well, but I think they took it out when they added more Star Wars to Tomorrowland.
It's whatever one they have where you go around in a cart and shoot targets.
Yes, that's, I know the one you're talking
I
about.
I love it.
I think they took it out.
Damn it.
I know they took out Toy Story Mania.
What was that one?
You had these glasses that let you see arcade games like on the wall as your car was like going around. And you had like a gun thingy that you like pulled a string on to like fire things, and it was different based on whatever screen you were pointed at.
That's kind of wild.
It was fucking dope.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they took that out.
Damn it.
Well, because they expanded the pier that it was on.
Sure.
And it used to have a Mr. Potato Head in the queue that would like talk and heckle the guests.
Oh.
And I think they had to have a cast member like running him.
I love it.
And he was like animatronic, and it was really cool because his like eyes were digital, and I think his mouth was too. Like his stuff was, or no, his mouth was animatronic. His eyes were digital.
Okay.
Which is the only way that would work and not look like Clutch Cargo. but it broke all the time, so they had.
Wow, that stinks.
They turned it off, and then they took him out, and then.
Oh.
Personally,
I wanted to be heckled.
Personally, I think Ham would have been a little bit better for that.
Yeah.
But good luck getting him.
John Ratzenberger.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Is he dead?
Is he dead?
No.
I don't know.
No, he's not dead. One time I tried to look him up by looking up a guy who's in all the Pixar movies.
Oh, that's a good
And I got him.
John Ratzenberger.
Pretty sure he's alive. Are you thinking of Slinky?
I think I was thinking of Slinky.
That's Ernest.
Yeah. Oh no, John Ratzenberger's alive and kicking.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean a John Ratzenberger. He was he was Ham in Kingdom Hearts.
He is Ham. Like
he is Ham. He's the piggy bank.
He is a ham.
Ooh.
He is a pig.
Thick.
So yeah, so in this one, we're talking about how all these cultures say grace. You're not the only ones who say grace, Americans.
Dirty Americans.
Dirty fucking Americans.
You got Mexico over here.
You got Mexico. You got
Asia.
You got Chef Boyardee over here. You got kid dressed as France, I guess.
There was like a KGB agent who I assume was France.
Well, he had like
Russian.
He had a beret. And he had a fake mustache and goatee.
And an olive drab trench coat.
Yeah, the trench coat was throwing me off.
Yeah, I was like...
He really should have been dressed like a mime.
Yeah, there was someone else dressed more like the stereotypical, like, black tank top sort of French.
Yes, but like...
But at that point, it's like, we're looking at tank, we're looking at trench coat boy.
I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
Because his mustache and goatee were mismatched to his hair, too. It's very good racism.
It was so funny.
I'm surprised they didn't have a kid in Lederhosen.
Right?
Missed opportunity.
Come on now. They got. I think there was a group of British wannabes as well.
There was Sherlock Holmes was there.
Yep. Even though they're very not Catholic.
I don't think neither was he at the time.
At this point? Okay.
Maybe he was, because you brought up something like later from an ideological standpoint.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, did it say the year he converted?
2006.
Oh, yeah, this is way before that.
Yeah.
Never mind. Anyway, so after that, we have the donut song, which is where he describes the whole donut mythos.
Yeah, and it's very annoying.
Mm-hmm. After that, we've got... Okay, this is where we get some tonal whiplash.
Oh, yeah.
Because we go from...
They're singing about like how you have all these donuts and you're filling the donut holes
yeah,
and
it's
stuff.
Like, hey.
And they're literally playing with food right now, right?
Yeah, it's like a cheery little tune.
Right at the end of the song...
A nightmare puppet shows up in the window.
In the window, and they all see the puppet stop the song.
Yeah, near the end of the song, and the song's like slowing down as they're all like realizing what's there.
And turning to look at this nightmare puppet.
I thought for sure this was going dark.
Like, and it does, but not in like that way.
Not in like a horror way.
I legitimately thought we had gotten a creepypasta tape.
Yes. I thought we had found the Majora's Mask copy where all of the
like what
empty
we,
souls
like
appear.
What we joke the salty tape is.
Yeah.
We found it here. And it's another nightmare, like a one hand works puppet.
Yep.
But
it's a poor kid wanting some help.
Because now we're going to Song of the Poor.
Song of the Poor. You want to talk tonal whiplash. This is like one of those sob songs.
Dude. So we get like a round.
Yes.
Of this kid's asking for food.
A mom's asking for food for her baby.
And a man is
looking for work?
Lamenting that he has no home.
That's it.
And like it's just sad and somber and like it should go in like a Christmas special.
Yeah.
Feels
very inserted.
And it's very tonally different, and it's kind of my favorite song in the tape.
Because of how contrasty it is.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Is this the chiaroscuro of this video? Do you know what chiaroscuro is?
No.
So in art, I see.
Look at this breathtaking three-dimensional artwork. It's a painting, it's sculpture, it's popular string art.
So chiaroscuro is a pretentious term for the balance of light and dark in a picture.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Or the use of such.
Yeah. Okay, I've heard of this concept, yes.
Yes, I took a lot of art classes in high school.
I went to film school.
Yeah. So,
yeah, anyway. No, I will say this is like the balancing dark.
Yes.
Of this.
The use of strong contrast between light and dark, usually bold contrast affecting a whole composition.
And actually, you know what? From a color theory perspective, it is also...
It's a lot dark. The lighting goes down.
This is blue, and the rest of it tends to be very bright pinks.
True.
So...
They had some cinematography practice.
Or...
They guessed.
They're hacks.
A bunch of hack frauds. Get on it, Don Cheadle. What is your name?
Rob Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Don Cheadle?
I love you, Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle, the donut man.
So you get this sob song of the poor.
We shouldn't really dismiss it as, like, sob song of the poor.
No, it was, like...
Like...
It's sad.
We talked, like, about the last video, where, like, you know what? They're actually going for, like, a well-meaning, like, thing. In this, they're saying... You know what? Direct action. Help the poor.
Yeah. 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 No, that's true.
Kids, if you have like excess.
Oh, yeah. Because there was after the song, one of the girls was like, couldn't we just pray for them?
And everyone like looks at her like, are you a bitch?
No, help them. Like that. Yeah. That's the whole message is like, no, we can help them. Like, because basically the donut man's like, oh, yeah, you can help by doing this and I'll give you some stuff. Yeah. And so he's like, well, we need someone to help. I don't know. clean the tables or something like that.
Ew, clean. Can't we just pray?
Yeah. And he's like, what the fuck?
Bitch.
Yeah. Get out of my house.
I know I wrote your part.
Yeah. Fuck you. I hate you.
He just gets real close to this like girl who he hired. Just
right nose to nose, staring pupil to pupil.
To read the lines that he wrote. And yeah. He's just going into
just,
her.
Just laying
it down. And this wasn't in the script.
She's like legitimately getting scared. Mr. Man. Mr. Man, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Pray for me. Mother. Mother. After that, we get Earthquake.
Oh, okay. So, all right. All right.
Oh, sorry. No, I skipped one. We get Boys and Girls on a Mission to the World.
Okay, so... And
is that the one about active...
Right. And here's where the... here's where the message kind of breaks down, because I'm not in favor of missions, which are like where you go out and you...
Like missionary.
You try to convert people.
Like the position.
Well... Probably a couple times. You basically go...
Thanks, history.
You go to places and you when things seem impossible there.
Watch our... Listen to our episode. I think we've pointed that episode like 4 times already.
I love to hate that episode.
Oh, my God.
Because we go crazy.
We go a little nutso.
But it's one of our least focused episodes, but it's like...
Oh, by far. It's also a fucking bizarre tape, so.
It's not even that bizarre.
My brain did a loop.
These are more bizarre.
Oh, no, these are more strange, for sure.
Sure.
But, like, I don't know, that one just, like, I don't want to say unsettling, but, like,
yeah.
In a weird, weird way.
It's got the sort of true crime TV show feel to it.
Yeah.
But these do not.
Yeah.
We should get back to these.
I guess so.
Yeah, but now Boys and Girls on a Mission to the World is about like how go out and like do missions basically, and you can help in more active ways that don't rely on people converting to your religion.
Yeah.
And I'm not 100% sure that was the like tone that they were actually going for. I just know a lot of people that've been on missions and they're fucking insufferable. They're like, oh, it felt really good to give them the word of Christ. And I'm like, did it feel good like giving them the food, though?
Because you were there. What about the food?
You gave them food, though, right?
Clean water.
You gave them food and clean water, right? And they were like, oh, yes, if they accepted the word of Jesus.
Heart. All like, right.
That shouldn't be conditional, asshole.
Yeah, that seems a little extortionary.
But whatever.
Next song's called Earthquake. And this is a bop.
Earthquake was it slapped, dude.
It was about a story where like these guys get arrested.
Paul and someone else.
I assume Peter or Mary.
Get arrested and whipped and things, and they're like, The kids that
they get tortured,
miming the whipping, were a little too into it.
Spanking them.
They were a little into it.
Yeah, I was like, I feel uncomfortable.
This is weird. Not in like a sexual way, but in a like.
Like a.
Kids?
Stop.
Kids, you can mime.
Yeah. But and then they pray and God sends an earthquake
to break them out.
Yeah.
And the notable thing is that exactly one of these kids knew the dance, practiced it, and was into it.
Fucking just throwing it down.
She was giving her all the whole time.
Ah, praise her. She's
she's give her praise. Don't pray.
She's killing it, dude.
Clap. Please clap.
Please clap.
But then, you know, at one point in the song, like, the jailer, like, is about to kill himself?
Dude, right? That...
And they say it in the song, like, hey, jailer, don't kill yourself. We're still here.
Just pray or something.
And, like, he joins in on the dance, and this kid, like, looks...
You couldn't see someone with less life behind their eyes.
This kid looked like they interrupted a real suicide attempt.
Seriously.
Like, he was like, oh, God. I have to do more of this. My mom dropped me off and my mom dropped me off and she's not going to be back for another 4 hours. That's more scared than.
No, it's like holding back tears.
Okay.
And then we get the last song. By the Donut Man himself.
Oh, yeah. Donut
in
Man.
In his rock ballad debut, The Gospel Is Not in Chains.
Where Paul spent his last days in chains.
Writing, like, imprisoned, writing the book of Paul.
Yeah, writing his, like, letters.
Yeah.
I think he was also, was he Ephesians?
Dude, fuck if I know.
Why do I keep asking you, like, you're Catholic?
Yeah.
You don't read.
It's not the Pendragon series. I didn't read it.
Dude, the Pendragon series slapped, though.
Dude, it was dope. I cried like a baby when Uncle What's-His-Face died.
Dude, I
Sorry,
know.
Spoiler alert if you haven't read the Pendragon series.
Dude, it does not hold up today.
No, it don't.
None of it is good anymore.
But goddamn those memories, dude.
Dude, I loved those books.
By DJ McHale.
Yep. Anyway. best young adult book from our childhood was Holes, right?
Holes was fantastic. I read Hunger Games, and I really liked the first one.
When we were kids?
I don't know if that counts as kids. It was like high school.
Was that high school when that came out?
It was a while ago.
Jesus
As far
Christ.
As I know. Yeah. Had to have been. Yeah, I read it in high school because my British lit teacher for our book reports, he did the up-and-coming YA books and he let us choose. And I chose... Well, I also chose Little Brother. That was a really good book. That one, to me, was more sort of life-altering. It's by a tech writer named Cory Doctorow. And it's essentially sort of a young adult take on 1984. And it's very, very good. Because it's a lot more like, let me see how close to home I can make this hit. It was really good. It was very, very well researched.
And ever since then, you've been super paranoid.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Who are you?
I don't know.
Don't say my full name on the internet. Rewinds to the beginning of this episode.
I mean, technically you didn't.
No, I technically don't.
Huh.
You'll never guess, clowns!
I mean, they already have it.
I know. But I mean...
Guaranteed. Anyway. Like, you signed up for Facebook once.
It's true. It's on there forever. So yeah, this dude's belting it out like Michael goddamn Bolton.
Oh, dude. He's
like Michael Bolton with no conviction.
Unfortunately... he really wants to go all out with a rock opera thing.
He don't have the vocal power.
Well, and also he knows he's on a children's album. So he can't
He's
go.
Like, dude, there's parts where it looks like he's almost in tears from how powerful his performance is.
Right, except we do not.
I'm not getting that same energy, buddy.
We don't get that.
This ain't me seeing Hamilton in Chicago.
How was that?
I was sobbing like a baby. It was so good.
Good. I'm glad it was powerful.
No, I absolutely loved it.
This was not that.
No, God, no. No.
No.
Nuh-uh. This was not the scene of the duel between Burr and Hamilton right after Burr shoots, and it's fucking incredible.
I have literally never seen anything of Hamilton.
So the last bit, I mean, well, it's history, so...
I know how Hamilton the man ended.
But in the play, it's the duel, and as soon as Burr fires, everything goes out and they have spotlights like on the duel, and the stage is actually rotating. So it's like the camera is spinning around him, and this whole time Hamilton's speaking like his mind, like thinking, and he's essentially just retelling the different songs that have played through the entire play. While someone is acting like the bullet slowly coming towards him.
Ah.
Dude, it was intense.
It's gotta be real disorienting if you're the person playing the bullet.
Well, you're just going like this.
Well, and also, well, you have to move, right?
Really slow. That was the impressive part. Well, there are also people like holding them up. But it's, whew, wow. Very, very good.
Lord, people are talking my fucking ear off.
Goddamn, it's a good play.
Yeah.
If you have a chance to see Hamilton, see it. See it.
I'm not made of money.
I know. It's very expensive.
I think the biggest problem with Broadway is that they don't ever make their plays, like, accessible.
The Chicago one is much less expensive than the Broadway one. But
it's Chicago.
You still have to fly to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, good luck.
And I know it came here.
Yeah, but
a while ago,
good
luck. No one got in.
Right.
Yeah, it was like a lottery or something.
Yeah. And I'm like,
Anyway, that was the Donut Man. This
Donut
is
Man.
A longer episode.
What was your favorite part?
The last song of Tape 2, where Donut Man is throwing his heart.
Oh, we didn't talk about how Tape 2 ends.
Yes! Song ends.
Song ends. We teleport back to the diner or wherever
Donut Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like,
they're like recapping like lessons.
And he's
says something along the lines of like, and that's,
oh, and that's you know, and remember, like, go out and bring God's word to the world. And then
VHS ends and starts rewinding.
Like, immediate.
No credits.
No credits.
It was literally as that word finished, it stopped and began rewinding.
The glottal stop had not yet
finished. It was, it was so good.
The dude, like, it felt like the video gave up.
Yeah, it was like, nope, no more.
I can't take it anymore.
I know you're an old VHS player, but you're still kicking.
Like a, it felt like what happens when a DVD skips.
Yeah, no, it, yeah.
And goes back. Like, it felt like it was broken somehow, but like, that's just how the tape ends.
No, the tape just ended.
My favorite part was probably the nightmare bread.
That was pretty memorable. That was pretty great.
And both tonal whiplashes.
Yes. Yes.
I think.
Yes. Yeah, those tonal whiplashes. These had no pacing, so I couldn't talk about pacing issues.
Actually, you know what? I think the pacing in these was pretty good.
They were decent. They were fine. I didn't have any problems
with them. They're 35 minutes long, and there's 7 songs. And
they're snappy, yeah.
Like, you got to fit them in.
Yeah.
Go. They don't waste any fucking time.
Nope. They just get to their songs.
Songs?
So, yeah.
That certainly was, not psalms. Although this one's about a psalms.
It's about a psalms, dude. Come on.
They make a song about a psalm.
Make a song about a psalm.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
Would you recommend these to a friend?
Yes.
Would you recommend these to an enemy?
Yes. Only a looping shot of terror bread.
Terror bread, and then a bunch of slower or progressively slower cuts of the nightmare boy walking into the window.
And then Paul descending in a basket.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We can make a supercut of the bad puppets in these.
I love it.
I'm surprised that's not in Everything is Terrible.
Right? I mean, they did go for the better one, honestly. Yeah. Nightmare Bread. Because that's just so wholly horrifying.
Yeah.
And the puppets are like, they're bad. But that bread, though.
That bread is a weird creepy.
Yeah.
Like, those puppets are, like, obviously scary.
Yeah, the puppets are like, ugh. The bread is, like,
unsettling.
Ugh. Yeah.
Because he's, like, it's just a
cartoon. It's, like, Uncanny Valley sort of weird.
Except it's a cartoon bread.
Yeah. But, like,
it's not meant to look like a people. It's,
too far on the trying to be realistic scale, even though they weren't.
Right.
It's bad.
It registers to the eye as a human face somehow.
It almost looks like someone took the baby from the Dinosaurs sitcom, smoothed out all the wrinkles, and put it into a loaf of bread. And flattened it.
I'm going to show you a picture of the baby from Dinosaurs, and you're going to see, nope.
My memory of the baby from Dinosaurs is very different.
It's very different. It's not a particularly wrinkly baby in the first place.
I remember horror. I never watched much Dinosaurs.
Do you know how it ends?
The meteor?
It's not a meteor.
Flood?
Nope.
Tar.
Okay, so do you want me to tell you?
Sure.
They cause an ice age by initially paving over an insect's like breeding grounds. And that insect was necessary to clear out a particularly invasive plant. And then they kill that plant, but using a herbicide, but that accidentally kills all plants on Earth, and then they cause an ice age, and then they all die. And the second to last shot is the family explaining to the baby that they're all going to die, and the last one is the puppet anchor, whose last name is Hand Up Me, saying, good night. Goodbye. And then the TV shuts off and you get silent credits.